This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by FeedTheBirds.com. Bird seed delivered. Growing vegetables and herbs in containers is a great way to garden if you have less space or if your sunny area is smaller. I've got tips today on the size container to use and what type of container. Tomatoes are super popular and grow well in containers, but they need size. University-based information says use at least a 12-inch diameter container, but honestly, bigger is better. The larger pots provide more soil and hold more water, which minimizes wilting and stress as plants get large. I have a chart from the U of M on my website, gardenbite.com, with a variety of veggies, the minimum and preferred size container, how many plants per pot, and cultivar suggestions. As for the container material, avoid using metal containers. They can absorb too much heat and be deadly to plant roots. Think of sitting on the hood of a car with shorts on after it's been in the hot sun. Ouch! Butts and roots don't tolerate extreme high or low temperatures that upper plant parts can take. Black containers can also be very hot for roots in full sun conditions, which is where your tomatoes should be. Light-colored containers are best. As for soil, use a quality mix. I recommend talking with your local garden center. Another tip, I use squished milk jugs in the bottom of my really large containers to take up space. As for watering, that's daily, and even sometimes twice a day. All this and more is on GardenBite.com. From farm to feeder, bird seed direct to your door. FeedTheBirds.com skips the middleman. Blended fresh daily, FeedTheBirds.com has just the blends to bring your backyard to life. Whether you're a first-time bird feeder or a pro, go to FeedTheBirds.com to find the perfect blend. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.